Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy. And of course, we may have taken a little step back as a society when it comes to personal hygiene throughout this whole pandemic thing. Maybe not quite as into our personal appearances as maybe we were when we weren't. You know, like not leaving the house every day,
and
just jumping maybe on Zoom meetings for your job. But the woman that we're about to talk to, she says her husband is taking it to a whole new level. On with this right now, we've got Karen. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for reaching out. I can only imagine that you're not the only person who is going through something like this with their significant other.
Oh, she can't be.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know if anybody else is going through this. I'm sure they are. Guys, my husband, he doesn't even get dressed. Like, he's not getting dressed. He's not shaving. He's not doing his hair. His hygiene is literally out the window.
So,
right now.
Okay. So,
Wait, what?
I hear all this, and my mind immediately goes, like, is he okay? Could this be like a depression thing? Is he acting differently? Otherwise, does he seem like sad? Is he moping around, or is it he's just like using this essentially as
maximum comfort,
a free pass to just I don't need to take care of myself.
Honestly, I think he's using it as a free pass.
Okay, all right. So
I sit here and I'm like, who would do this? As I'm like in my momo.
Yeah, well, Breeze knows all about maximum comfort, but still, there's like a line, right? So you say he never gets dressed. So far you're pretty much like Breezy, I guess, right?
Okay, first of all. Let's relax, because your husband definitely should be hitting the barber up unless he's, you know, hasn't left his house in however long, because he's terrified to leave, which is totally fine if you're in that boat. But he should be getting his hair cut. I mean, everything's open right now.
Is that it? Is he like one of these people who's like really on lockdown and he doesn't want to leave either?
Oh my gosh, no.
Oh, okay.
I think he's using this as a pass. He's like, oh, nobody else is getting their hair cut. Cool. I don't have to do this. Guys, literally, this is so gross. If he goes out in public, he won't even brush his teeth because he's like, well, I'm wearing a mask. Nobody can even smell my breath anyway.
Oh, okay. All right. Ugh.
Literally, that's disgusting.
Okay, that's gross.
Also, like, we've talked about this on the show before, Karen. Like, you can smell your own breath. Really bad. Like,
yeah.
It's heightened to the 10th degree.
Apparently he's not affected by it. Okay. All right. That is the turning point for me. So up to this point, I was like, well, maybe something's wrong and maybe he's not feeling great. Maybe he's afraid to go out. Nope. No to all those things. He just is using this as an excuse to be totally lazy. Wow. Okay. This is the worst I've ever heard of. The brushing the teeth thing. That's rough.
I have to deal with it.
Do you protest this? Do you tell him, like, get your stuff together, man? What are you doing?
Yeah, do you kiss him? Ew.
No, I'm like, if you're not brushing your teeth, if you're not taking care of yourself, you can see me on the other side. No way.
Well, that's, like, not, like, we've talked to Dr. Chris Donahue. He's a genius, absolutely. And for the last couple months here, miss him, obviously.
He's a therapist. But he's a couples counselor. He's about a billion different things, yeah.
Yeah, he is, like, basically a sex wizard and a relationship god.
Okay.
And he actually said to us, like, you need to do these things and take care of yourself for your partner to make them still find you attractive and still be, you know, fall in love with you every single day. And it doesn't really seem, Karen, like your husband is doing all those things and even has you in mind when he's being this lazy bump on a log.
It's taking the, oh, I'm in a relationship now, I don't need to take care of myself, to like the whole new level. Obviously, it's bothering you. He just, what does he say back? He just doesn't, like, oh, sorry. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity to be as lazy as humanly possible.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I really think that's what's going through his head.
Wow. Okay.
And I agree. It's like, but I'm the one who has to deal with it all. I'm the one who has to be around you every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm willing to bet that you're not alone on this. Is anyone relating to what Karen has been saying when it comes to their significant other? Are they taking this, using the virus and the
just
pandemic and just leaning in to just really just let themselves go?
Like, he's falling over at this point.
585-222-9800, call or text into the show. Because you're definitely not alone. There's sometimes people call and they have an issue, and I think to myself, yeah, you might be alone. This one, I'm pretty positive that you're not.
Karen, I have a question for you. So you say your husband has completely gone to the wayside when it comes to taking care of himself and his personal hygiene. Are you, like, still up to date? Like, do you walk around all showered up, fresh as ever, in a hot outfit?
Oh, my goodness. Of course I take care of myself, and I would not be asking him to do this had I not been doing it myself.
There you go. Sure. Yeah. Lead by example.
That's just something that you need to do for you. You need to do for your partner.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're going out and people aren't smelling your breath. No, you need to do that for yourself.
Maybe maybe he doesn't think you're being serious with how much it bothers you. Is he just like, she's just joking. I can
put things into perspective for him. Be like, I'm a 10 currently, and you're a -4.
You're dropping.
You haven't brushed your teeth in 4 months.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I would make sure
that'll snap it right back into place.
I would make sure he knows that it's serious. I would go after the show today. I would go to 98pxy.com or use the radio.com app and just play this back for him and be like, I went on the radio and talked about how gross you are. Can you please get it together?
Maybe he's like, wait,
maybe
what
that'll
the
do
hell?
It. Maybe that'll do it. That could be the turning point for you.
That could be so good.
Okay, awesome.
Guys, thank you so much for taking my call. Also, I want to say, on a kind of unrelated note, thank you for defending my namesake and changing Karen to Kimberly.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, absolutely, yes, right. Sister. We got you.
On this show, we are not on the Karen train of every Karen is terrible. No, no, no. Kimberly is the name we use on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Although, Karen, I have to point out, you did call into the show to complain about something, so you might not be doing yourself any favors.
Yes, that is true.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.